This is our town.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to a brand new edition of the My Town podcast. Everything Limestone Coast in one place. We are going to talk Fringe because it's been a massive Fringe festival here in the Limestone Coast over the last couple of weeks. I am going to talk all about Before the Bounce, which is taking place in the lead up to the Gather Round here in South Australia. And one of the other things I want to chat about, radiation treatment for the Limestone Coast. There's been a lot of talk about radiation treatment here in our region and our need for the services here in the Limestone Coast. Lockie is one of the team from Tony Passon's office, and he has been working on this project for a very long time. He's here with a bit of an update to what is going on. Lockie, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan, to you and your listeners.
Now, Lockie, what is going on in the space of radiation treatment for the Limestone Coast at the moment? Because things have been a little quiet.
That's true, Ewan, but we have been very busy. We've just got a couple of things going on at the moment, and I might just retrace our history for those that have noted the absence of us lately, but we are very busy. So obviously, this goes back to 2019 when there were federal funds on the table, and unfortunately, a private provider wasn't able to be involved in radiotherapy at that time due to the state government not coming to the party. We formed as a working group. We got over 20,000 signatures on our petition. That triggered a legislative review in the South Australian Parliament regarding health, and that is currently working through that process. So that's one of the things we've got happening at the moment. Secondly, we triggered, through the local health network and the minister, a feasibility study. That is all now happening. And last week, they came to the region. They met with many groups, including our working group for radiotherapy. So we had a really good meeting with them, and we talked through and put forward all the reasons why we believe it's very feasible to have that treatment here in the Limestone Coast.
Now, talking about the survey that's running around at the moment, how can people get their hands on it?
Absolutely. So that's absolutely, and thanks to you, it's on the Triple M Facebook page. It's a really short survey. I'd encourage everyone to please get on. It's just pertaining to radiotherapy, and it will help us build confidence that the region is behind this and backing it all the way, on top of people doing the petition last year. So I'd encourage everyone to jump on your Facebook page. It's also on Tony Passon's and Ben Hood's Facebook page, I'm aware, as well. So certainly doing the rounds, and please, everyone jump on. It only takes a few minutes, but it helps build our numbers and gives them confidence of the interest in radiotherapy for the region.
Now, Lockie, how close are we to seeing radiation treatment services come to fruition for the Limestone Coast?
Well, look, I'm feeling very confident, Ewan, without us getting ahead of ourselves. I think our case is always mounting. I think the minister is never not hearing about this. And we've got, like I said, two things happening. So we've got the more structured legislative review committee going on in the state parliament. And the feasibility study, we're hoping will be sort of finished and finalised by June for the local health network to go forward from. We're feeling confident that enough of the region has put forward, from the various groups, from local government through to our own working group, to the regional hacks and other groups in the community. We've put forward how keen this whole region is to have this, the reasons why we need it, you know, the cost, the suffering, the stress on people to not have that. And also that the state government has to realise it's an outlier, in that we're one of the only states left in Australia that only has this treatment in its capital city. Why? We don't know. It should be in this region because Mount Gambier is the second biggest city in South Australia, and it is an absolute, to us, a no-brainer why that should come to our region.
It's a disgrace that we don't have it. Lockie, it is always good to catch up to find out what's happening with radiation treatment services for the Limestone Coast. Keep up the good fight. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ewan. I really appreciate this opportunity to, again, get out our message. And please, everyone, jump on that survey. It would be fantastic.
This is our town.
The Easter break is done and dusted. We're all back at work now. But what an Easter break it was. Fringe in the Limestone Coast has been absolutely epic. Louise Adams is back on the line to talk about it. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I need a break from Easter.
it was a big weekend, wasn't it?
But sensational. You guys outdid yourself with the Fringe laneways. My goodness.
Oh, thank you so much, Ewan. And thank you to everyone who came to Fringe Laneways and or were involved in it in some way, because it was such a fantastic weekend of events to see. And, you know, it's the first time we've taken Fringe to the laneways in Mount Gambier. And, you know, those sort of things, it's, I guess, pushing the boundaries a little bit, having a bit of an experimentation with arts and where we present it. And it was just so rewarding to our little hardworking team and all the artists involved and the stall holders who took a punt as well, and to see people respond and attend the way that they did, and just the smiles on the faces, all the different ages. It was really splendid.
Louise, there was such a buzz in the city, and I want to find out how we can get fire performers in the city every weekend, because I am just blown. I could watch that forever.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, it was and definitely seeing fire shows like that in the laneway was like, I think it brought the intensity higher. They were amazing. Benny and Carly, or Crack and Fire from Inferno, I came across them a couple of years ago at one of my little festivals, and I said to them at the time, you've ruined me for fire performers forever, because they are hands down the best I've ever seen. And to see them finally here in Mount Gambier was such a joy to me, watching everyone's faces. And yeah, that I think as well, Ewan, their personality as performers really comes out. So not only are they incredible fire performers and technicians, but they've got this real personality and fun, and, you know, everything's choreographed, and yeah, it was amazing. But yes, I think I've had about 10 inquiries to the festival. Where can we get hold of them? Can we get them down here again so we don't have to wait a year? But yeah, and as well to Mount Gambier, they're an example of sort of, I guess, the feedback we've got from artists is, wow, what is this city? Who are these wonderful people? What is this wonderful festival? Like, they were blown away by the response and the excitement. Every time they performed, they were swarmed for photos. And, you know, for artists, that is just such a rewarding thing when they jump in a car and drive for 5 hours to somewhere they've never been. So well done, Mount Gambier, for really welcoming these artists with open arms. Yeah.
and look, just on a side note, I loved the artwork on the buildings in the centre of the city, Jens and the old town hall building. What a sensational idea that was.
Oh, I mean, and I think these things, Ewan, I'm smiling so much when I think about it. Jim Code, he's from Victoria. His name is Video Architecture. And I mean, he's brought that work to places all around the world, but that particular one on the Easter long weekend, Microcosmos, was the Australian premiere, and we had it here in Mount Gambier. I mean, I just think that's so cool. What I really love about what Jim does with his work is he involves the community in that art onto the building. So he loves heritage buildings, and we've got plenty of them in Mount Gambier, and they're beautiful. The limestone works so well for art projections. And then, you know, to involve the community in creating that art, I just think is so magical. And it really gives us all like a sense of pride and ownership, and, you know, wow, like, look what we can create. Like, it's amazing. And he really taps into that. So, you know, even on Easter Sunday night, watching watching families come out right up until 11 o'clock at night, it was fantastic. We even had the Easter Bunny. Well, you know, a fellow in an Easter Bunny outfit. But he came, and it was, I saw him walking up, and he sat down with a texture and coloured in a butterfly, and next minute it was, you know, flittering across the Jens building. So yeah, it was a really cool project. So we look forward to welcoming him back again at some point. Yeah.
Now, Louise, it's not done and dusted yet. You guys have done two epic weeks of Fringe, but there's 1 week to go.
1 week to go, Ewan. I mean, yeah, three weeks, and what three big weeks it is going to be. So Yes, we've got a couple of days, a little bit of a lull at the start of this week, and then bang, on Wednesday, it really goes off. We've got Hidden Carousel, the completely locally produced burlesque cabaret show. Now, unfortunately, folks, that one is completely sold out. Three shows sold out, which is amazing for everyone involved in that. So well done. And then Friday, we've got Sounds of Industry with Splendid Egg Music. I mean, this is so fringe. Yeah, local man Gavin Clark, he's created and composed music with our favourite egg suppliers of the region, Splendid Egg. So that's pretty funny. And then on Saturday and Sunday, there's plenty of music. Oh my gosh. So we've got the Audreys, they're back in town. I haven't been here for a few years, so that's really great. We've got Miss Sassy, which is a wonderful jazz cabaret show. We've also got, oh my gosh, looking down, we've got the finale at Fringe with the Corner Pocket Big Band. And we've also got some more chilled out workshop type events. So check out the program, check out our website. There may be program brochures still flying around the town, but I know they've gone off like hot Easter buns. but yeah, Facebook and our website are really great places just to find out what's going on for this last week. Oh, and also we've got comedy on Saturday night, Ministry of Laughs. They've moved their date to Saturday, so please check that out. That is some of the top comedians locally and visiting this Saturday night at the Federal Hotel as well.
Louise, to you and the entire team that put the Fringe together each and every year, a big congratulations. You have outdone yourselves. It's been a wonderful couple of weeks so far. I cannot wait to see what Fringe has left. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Ewan, and thanks everyone for coming out and supporting your Fringe Festival. Thank you.
This is our town.
Heading to the Riddoch Arts and Cultural Centre, Tally Teakle is on the line. Tally, g'day.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Tally, before the bounce, it is here in the Limestone Coast. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so Before the Bounce is a campaign the City of Mount Gambier putting on in the lead up to the Gather Round. So, you know, just celebrating all things kind of football and getting into that football season spirit. So as a Riddoch, we are mixing art and football together and have a couple of different programs available to attend. One of them launched on the weekend and it's called Straight to the Pool Room. So if you're familiar with the Castle movie, you'll know that phrase.
I am, yes.
And so it's a celebration of all things related to families and how they become fans and the kind of memorabilia they collect and all of that kind of stuff. So it's an interactive space. There's some beautiful displays on. We have Andy Munro, who's a collector in Narracourt, who has a collection of about 500 Guernseys. So we've got the best of his all on display on the wall. There's, you know, a family scrapbook wall where you can contribute articles. If you've got articles about, you know, fan clubs or, you know, back in the day at regional football, the mum used to work at the canteen, that kind of stuff. Anything to do with families and how they got involved in regional football. And, you know, there's a competition kids can create their own Guernsey, colour it in, and in the end we'll draw a winner who will actually get the Guernsey made for them. So that's quite cute. You know, there's a TV to sit behind and it's got commentary calls that you can pretend you're a commentator and do some of those old regional kind of football chants that we used to do.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, there's a trophy wall. There's all sorts of things happening and you can sit there and play footy feud card games. Beautiful welcoming space that just reminds you about regional football back in the day and how families would gather and celebrate it.
In the lead up to the Gather Round, there are some great events going on at the Riddoch Arts and Cultural Centre. Pop in, say good day to the team. Library have some great stuff going on as well. If you'd like to know more, hit up Council's website for all the details. That has been the My Town Podcast for this week. Sport is back this week, and don't forget, it's the prelim finals for the women's footy. The Pioneer men's and women's team go on the road for a doubleheader as the NBL One South competition gets underway this weekend. And we'll be talking about it next week with the My Town Podcast right here, exclusive to Listener.